Welcome back, and we're about to dig into the early case studies and get your thoughts about their placement and utility. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. I've got to say that I like this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy looks like a nice person. She's good-looking, a smart person, but she doesn't look like, you know, based on what you said on your information, she does not look like, you know, an experienced internet marketing expert. You've got a great case study. January 1, she creates a blog. January 3, 2 days later, she gets a $54.97 order, and the customer wanted Tracy to train them what she just learned. Okay. And by January, she realized her blog posts were a book, and she turned it into an article, and it became a bestseller on Amazon, and now she has 6 coaching programs. Well, that's very impressive. It really is.
Okay.
That's good. And then you show this check that she got for $16,000 from somebody or some company in Berlin, California. And so it's a great case study.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a question for you.
Please.
If she's doing 6 coaching programs, I bet she's not a deaf mute.
Okay.
She probably knows how to hear, and she probably knows how to talk.
Uh-huh. I see where you're going. Okay.
And yet there's so much distance from her. You're writing about her through under a microscope.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you have a quote from her? Even a simple quote as, I never would have thought I could have do this in 6 months or however long it took her, or in a year, and frankly, without, you know, the world internet, or without the internet marketing, the main internet.
Sure.
I can never remember how to say it. Which one? The main event.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I think that would have added so much. A quote like that people could relate to would have added so much identification power. See, with a testimonial like this, you want people to be able to identify with the person that they're looking at. And they can certainly identify, you know, a mother of 3 and you know, someone who started a blog, has never done that before. People can identify with her situation. You want to identify with her as a person, her feelings.
Right.
Her thoughts and her feelings.
And if we could have gotten permission from her, would you agree that this would have even been made stronger if we could have had a picture with her children? Because I think
it's
almost kind of young. Like, if I think of average mother of 3, this isn't the average image I built.
Right. Well, I think she's a Californian, so we're all a little younger out here.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. But no, you're right. You're right. Okay. Someone looks at that and she does look so young, she could almost be taken for a teenager or for someone in her very early 20s. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
And she's probably a little older than she looks. So yeah, absolutely. You could go one step further.
Yes.
You could have an audio testimonial. Mm-hmm. That technology is so easy. You know, Rick Raddatz, who created Instant Telesummary, also created the technology behind audio generator. You just put a button in there and say, hi, this is Tracy Repchuk, and I am so grateful for what I learned because now I can stay at home with my children, and wow! So you think that would get a few working moms off the fence? And I do.
I would think so, and you know, just let me ask that question. I don't know to what extent you are a tester, David, or even if you think that's important for copywriting.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are and do you know if audio really works?
Yeah, I am not, and that's just one of my great weaknesses. And I like to. That's why I work with people like Michael Fortin, who's a fanatical tester on some things, not everything. On some things, I do know. Here's an actual example I know of. I have a gut feeling that it works well for a lot of reasons, including obvious ones and ones not so obvious. But I do know this statistic, that Armand Morin and Michael Fortin did a split test.
Mm-hmm.
And the A version was a sales page with no audio.
Okay.
A B version was a sales page, and the only difference was the picture, I think it was Armin's picture, and he was reading the copy that was on the page. Yes, I want to attend this seminar. Yes, I want to buy this product. I understand my investment is fully guaranteed. Whatever it said.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the audio closed four times as many as the one without the audio.
Wow.
400% or 300% increase. It's 100 for is the same, and then 300. Maybe it's 400%. I don't know. I can't remember right now how to do the math there. But yeah. So yes, based on that. Now, does audio make a difference in a testimonial on a sales page like this? I don't have any absolute proof, but I would think so. Because again, what you're trying. Remember the one question. If people like your offer,
yeah.
Paulie, and if
yeah.
they say, this is for me, then there's one question that is buzzing around. I mean, anyone who's looking at the page right now and thinking about going to the seminar, they have this question in their mind. And the question is, will this work for me? Can I actually get my money's worth, be emotionally satisfied, meet my dreams, et cetera, et cetera? Are those things going to happen for me?
Yeah.
And, you know, if they can hear the voice of the person, that will help them decide better than just reading words about that person.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Okay. So then we go to our next case study with Vince Tan from Malaysia.
Yes.
This is a great story. I like this. $5,000 in less than 2 weeks. And you know, you're going to have people, you know, people from outside the U.S. have inflated expectations. I can't say all of them do. I would say I've talked to many. I have friends who have come from other countries, and they talk about what they thought about the U.S. before they came here. They generally tend to think it's real easy to make money in the U.S., but and then they say, and then I got here, and I found out the people who make money work really hard, or it wasn't as easy. So, Vince, the fact that someone from another country made a lot of money quickly is a very good testimonial, and also it proves the whole world global aspect of this summit. That's really good.
Oh, thank you.
I like that. But again, you know, the only quote you have from Vince is, "I can do that anywhere in the world."
Uh-huh.
He could probably. I mean, he's a very smart guy. He could probably do better than that in terms of a quote. And you know, I'm sure it's a true quote. So again, that you know, your testimonials and your case studies from people. That's where people are going to be making, especially this early in the letter, because you know, printing this thing out. This is only page 4 of 50. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I did a word count on the letter, by the way.
Okay.
I pasted it into a non-HTML, just you know, a regular, a text editor, and there's about 9,890 words.
As long as you're talking about word count, I should let you know, because I do have the window into the feedback from people.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard this question before? should sales letters be quite as long as this? Does long copy really outpull short copy? And in addition to that, I want to let you know that there are people who are sending me comments, like Michael right now has just told me that he had that exact frustration when he saw the in just 4 days. He tripped over the statement, didn't think he could come, And so the point that you're making is the people are responding and saying that even people who got over those hoops, that could have been a lost opportunity.
There you go. Well, you know, one of the things is that when you do copywriting, especially when you teach copywriting, which actually people might think those who can't do teach. Well, I have done, but I tell you, when you teach, I get so involved with some of my students that their failures hurt. It just gives me an opportunity to fail more often too, as well as succeed. I mean, I don't really own them, but I identify with them. I really get involved emotionally, and so yeah. I do want to first of all answer that question. Yes, long copy works. My mentoring client Mike Morgan had his $1 million+ sales letter writing for UNCHIA, the world's top affiliate out of Singapore, and that letter printed out to 54 pages long. It was 4 pages longer than this one. So, yes, it does work. Do people read every word of it? No, they don't. But you need to have it accessible to them so they will see what they need. Do some people read every word of it? Yes, absolutely. Especially after they've made a decision. Okay, here's an interesting question. I'd like everyone on the call to imagine whether you have the slightest interest in going this round. Imagine you decided to go. Imagine you signed up, put your credit card through, made the reservation, made the hotel reservation, you know, obviously got the time off of work or arranged the time away from the business. Do you think that there would be anyone in your life, personal or business or family or friends or otherwise, who would say, why did you do that? Why are you going there? Is that possible?
Yeah, I think it's likely, actually.
Very likely. Maybe 99-100% likely.
By the way, there were a couple questions about what sales letter are we looking at. So you can either type in worldinternetmainevent.com, or you can click on the button if you're listening via the Instant Teleseminar that says Bring Me the World. And I also would like to point out that Tracy is listening live on the call.
Oh, hi, Tracy. Well, I bet you're not a deaf mute if you're listening.
That's right. So there we go.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, Tracy. I'm looking forward to meeting you when I'm there. Where were we? Copy.
Could it be possible that somebody might make you want to justify your decision?
That's exactly where I was going. And the thing is, you provide a lot of facts in this letter, which I do want to applaud you for. You know, despite all the discrepancies and deficiencies and opportunities to improve it, this isn't a bunch of mindless hype. I would think so, because you're a very logical guy, Paulie, and Donna's a lawyer, for God's sakes. You would think you'd be factual.
Yeah.
You think you know how to do that. You did.
Understood.
That's good. Okay. So, and, you know, the rest of your team is first rate, too. They understand the need for that. All five of you do. So, no problem there. And so, when you provide your customers with facts, some of the facts are not used to make the buying decision.
Mm.
Some of the facts are used to help the customer justify the buying decision. Now, truth told, compared to a lot of other equivalent or even inferior internet marketing seminars, your price is very affordable. So the justification may not be the amount of money. The justification may be the fact that you're going off to San Francisco and they have to stay wherever they are with the mosquitoes and the humidity or whatever, right? Yeah. So that's why, and you know, so people, so there will, I can promise you, and Tracy, if you're listening still, I hope you are, I know you are, I can promise you, there are people who are going to be telling their spouses, their parents, their children, their aunts, their uncles, their bosses, Tracy's story.
Mm-hmm.
They say, why do you think it is? Well, Tracy Repjar could do it, listen to what she did.
That's right, and similarly, with almost 1 out of 4 people at the worldinternetmainevent.com coming from overseas, they're going to be telling Tan's story and Tim Brocklehurst's story.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So you guys were definitely on the right track with these things, with these stories.
But you're
right. But I'm trying to give you the edge to take it to the next level.
Right, right.
I'm saying, hey, how about a better quote if you could do that?
And you know what's so great about this, and Tracy, if you're still listening, please email me at paulie@pauliesable.com because you would be the third of these 3 case studies. We're actually doing live follow-up calls with each of the case study individuals. So Tim has already been done. Next week we're going to be talking with his last name is Tan, his first name is Vince,
yeah.
Right? Vince Tan. We're going to be talking with Vince Tan and his team about their sendus2.us campaign where they did 5 figures in just a week or so, or maybe as much as a month. And it was the challenge, that, you know, your point that you made, their family challenged them. You can't go unless you go make every penny you need for the event. Every penny they had to make before they left.
Well, that's good entrepreneurial thinking. I don't think that's always realistic for everybody,
no,
but if that's the situation you find yourself in,
that's right.
then you got to.
Right, 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 right. But we certainly would love to improve this with Tracy. Some people asked if they may be able to see the side-by-side comparison of the sales letters after they're improved. You know, the truth of the matter is this time, the event is effectively sold out already.
Oh, is it?
You know, it's effectively sold out already. So the likelihood that I would go through every one of what you've done is maybe not, that may not be something I can do for you all. But I will be having the sales letter for the digital event and for the DVDs after the event. And you can bet that some things need to change because it isn't 4 days in San Francisco anymore.
That's right.
But many of the elements that you're telling me are elements that absolutely are improvements that belong on that new sales letter coming out.
Okay. That's good. Now, there's one thing that that I think that maybe you have a reason for it, and I'd like to hear your reason, but I'm concerned.
Yes.
And, you know, again, I think all of my criticisms are somewhat diluted by the fact that the thing is sold out. But
sure. No. I mean,
are there still any seats left?
There are 17 possible seats before we would be at the number that basically is our fire code number.
Okay.
And of course, not everyone will show up because life will happen, but we're really not planning on, like, overselling it like an airline.
Okay, all right. I don't see how you can sign up until you go way, 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 way to the bottom.
Okay.
Is that right?
I'm agreeing with you, at least in principle. Uh-huh.
I'm not sure where it looks like you... Now, in... So I see it like the bottom says, click here to secure your seat right away. Now, I think because with the digital event, you're not going to have, as many, you're not going to have limits. You're not
right.
going to have...
Right, there's no limits.
Okay. Here's my rule of thumb about orders, order buttons.
Okay.
As soon as you have demonstrated enough value, and I think you did pretty early on. Let me see where I would suggest the first one. I would say certainly after maybe right after Tim Brocklehurst's story.
Okay.
And now Tim is from overseas as well, right?
Yes, he is. He's from England.
But you don't say that.
Oh, okay.
In the copy.
But thank you.
You should. Okay. But then you say then what?
Absolute error. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, it's all right. You've got such a good, let me make my point. Then I want to make a point about absolute errors and such a good offer. If you, right at the point where it says introducing the World Internet Summit and then it says, and even before you show all the bonuses, do you know where I am?
Right.
Okay.
Yes,
you could have a link there say, sign up now.
Gotcha.
And then after the bonuses, you could have another link.
Those bonuses.
And you do, and I don't know if you're going to have the bonuses in the digital edition, but
sure.
If you do, of course, you want to label them as bonuses, you could have another link because there are different types of buyers,
okay.
Both in life and in person, in real time, and on copy. And some people are going to get the value of this right away, and they're going to click. Other people are going to say, I need you to spell this out for me because I've been taken before. I've had bad experiences, and I don't want to go through that anymore, so you better show me exactly what I'm going to get, who's going to speak there, what you're going to do, how it's going to work. And that's why the letter needs to be 50 pages long. Because there are, fortunately or unfortunately, more people like that than there are the intuitive or impulsive people, depending on how you want to look at them.
But you might as well let those other buyers who are ready to decision right now to attend the WorldInternetMainEvent.com.
Allow
those people to do it right now.
That's right. There is an old saying, and I don't remember the exact words, in direct marketing, why are you making it so hard for me to give you my money?
Now,
this isn't, most people who've seen these things will know, okay, I have to scroll down to the bottom.
Right.
But if you could make it that much easier, you know, why not?
In fact, it's such a strong point. Let me make this the break for this track. Go ahead and go on to the next track now. Okay, give me just one moment.
Okay.
All right, welcome back. Thank you for that thought, and you're again spot on, exactly correct. It would be wise to give people opportunities, even if those links are anchor links that go right to that offer summary box. I mean, they don't have to jump to the shopping cart and shock somebody, but it would be worthwhile to at least send them to the, yes, I'm ready.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure. It's a good idea to either send them the summary box or a separate order page. Absolutely. Although you do have it, actually, now that I see it. It says, reserve this gift package now. So that's I think, your first order link.
Right.
But
it could have been sooner, you're saying.
It could have been sooner.
Had a graphical button there as well.
And it's not clear if they're getting the gift package or the whole thing. So it could be, give me my gift package and sign me up for the seminar.
Gotcha, thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Fusion learning, that's good. The fact that people need, I'm gonna skip through the fusion learning part and get right to the examples because,
okay, sure.
Again, I think those are the things that, where you really need to, I think this is an opportunity, this is a huge, and for anyone who, because at this point, what you've told me is that the real way that you're gonna make use of this information is to sell the info product.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, because there's almost no more room left anyway,
right,
in the seminar. Okay. So, what you might want to do is have a, I think these boxes with the red header, the person's name, like Chrissy, $28,340.72, the picture, that's fine. I wouldn't muck it up. I wouldn't complicate
it.
Pardon?
Are you referring to this handwriting font as mucking with it, or is that not?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only one you did. I'm saying I wouldn't complicate it further.
Okay.
But what you might want to do,
yes,
is have a pop-up box with a little slideshow, a little PowerPoint or a Camtasia or a talking head with some graphics that said, you know, Chrissy came, what we did was this, we mailed to this many people, we wrote this headline, we used this copy, we had this offer, we had this many clicks come in, we had this many sales come in, and in 72 hours, you know, and because Chrissy was the lucky attendee, Chrissy got all the profits, you know, so that people could see step by step how it happened, because I'm going to tell you a secret.
I'm having I'm face palming right now. I'm having the
I could have had a V8, right?
Because I mean, you know, guess what? I mean, you know, like we record these events.
Yep. Yep.
We got this still photograph when we could have a wonderful montage, and you know, everyone explodes with applause, and everyone really celebrates this moment. So
that's right.
What a great way to build that sense of community if we went for a multimedia experience at this point.
It would build a sense of community, and the other thing is, and this is a secret I'm going to tell you,
mm-hmm,
there are a lot of people who don't look anything like Chrissy who are going to identify with her when they see that, because they'll realize, I could have been her, I could be her, and they might do that for me, or I would be able to learn just by following the examples, and it would give me an edge. It would get me a little closer to being like her. Again, it's that identification,
yeah,
and that involvement.
Now, David, I know that you are the world's greatest copywriting teacher, and your title is not, you know, the world's greatest keeper of ethics, or not to say that you're not ethical, of course, but I'm saying, I mean, I'm about to ask you an ethical question, and if you want to beg off of it or say,
I'll take whatever you ask me.
Right, right. I had another friend of mine who was reading the sales letter and said, "Wow, you know, what's going on here? This just doesn't seem possible." And then I sort of explained to them the mechanism, and his reaction was, "Well, gosh, I mean, if I had bought that and then learned that you guys helped create the product and launch it and he understood that was clearly instructive and valuable, but he felt like, well, unless I'm the lucky person, why should I believe this claim that I'm going to be able to do it too, just like Chrissy. And I would feel like you kind of jerked me around a little bit. And I said, well, I hadn't considered that, and certainly it wasn't any desire to be deceptive or evasive with people. But what do you think about that question as it relates specifically to this? Because this is a very strong claim, and people like this. They a lot of people are starting with nothing.
Yeah, I think it's a great question, and I see two questions in it, and I'm going to answer both of them.
Please.
One is the ethical question, and one is the objection. And they're really separate questions, and you need to pay attention to both of them. Okay, so the ethical question is you need to have some kind of disclosure. I think it's sort of implied that if you hadn't been in the seminar, you probably wouldn't know what happened. So you need to have some kind of pop-up box or some kind of something that says, Chrissy or Steiner or who are the other people, Michael or Carlo or Simon, and then explain the mechanism where, the World Internet Summit or the main Internet Marketing event, Internet Marketing Main Event, I guess, I don't know if you guys did this, but it probably
sure.
The...
Yeah.
Okay, whoever it was, and here are the steps we went through. Then the other thing is, it is a tremendous benefit to watch someone. It doesn't put a check for $28,340 in your pocket if someone else gets the money.
Sure, sure.
But there are deep, and I'm just going to ask everyone to take this one on faith if you don't already know it.
Okay.
There are some deep questions in the psyche of a person who's watching this, and the question number one is it even possible to do something like this? And question number two is, okay, now that I see it's possible, is it something I can do?
Right.
One of the great benefits of watching someone else do it, even with all the incredible head start advantages that they get.
Right, we really stack the deck. I mean, we make it happen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one is that you see is that this may be the first time in these people's lives that they've ever seen anything like this. And that answers the question, is it really possible for something like this to happen? Now, the second question, is it possible for me to do it? It's not going to be answered necessarily in full by this experience.
Gotcha.
It just won't. But it will open the door, and then, what happens is you start talking to people, you start, maybe they're going to meet one of the people, maybe they're going to meet Tracy, maybe they're going to meet Vince, maybe they're going to meet Tim. And I'm sure there are other people, you have a lot of people who come back who've made money because of what they learned the first time, who you're not even showing on this website, don't you?
Right on. Right.
Okay, so they'll talk to them. And those people didn't get the same advantage that the people in these boxes got.
Sure, sure.
The biggest problem for most people who want to do this is they don't even know if it's really possible. They don't know if everything they see up on the Internet is pure fiction or it really happened.
Sure, sure. And just to emphasize just how true this is, I was talking with my very dear friend, Mr. Harris Feldman, who's also speaking at the event.
Yeah, I know Harris. He's a great guy.
Right, totally great guy. And he also does very well selling relatively inexpensive products, inexpensive offers, $37.97 and kind of that range.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold a product, you talked about these 50-page sales letters. See, that's one of these great 50-page sales letters that promotes a $37 product.
Mm-hmm.
And one person, every once in a while, law of large numbers, anything that can happen will happen. Somebody didn't get the email, or it didn't go to the thank you page, or lightning cracked, whatever happened, but they didn't come to the product.
Right.
And the you could see that doubt that you're talking about come out in their email, where they basically claimed that was his scam.
Right.
So he went through all of this effort to create this entire intricate thing, and there really is no product. He had no intent of delivering it. That was an actual belief from somebody.
Sure, because they're not going to look at it from his point of view. They're going to say, "I knew that this was all a scam. I knew it wasn't true, and here's my proof." And that is. See, here's the unfortunate problem for
mm-hmm.
us marketers.
Yes.
The way people come to conclusions about bad things happening to them is much easier and faster and
yes.
harder to budge than the way they come to conclusions about good things happening to
them. I'm actually getting a whole new idea here that I think I may put a video on the top of my, you know how you can put top HTML on an order form?
Mm-hmm.
I may actually put an autoplay video that says, okay, here's what's going to happen next. If anything interrupts this process, please email our ticketing system here.
Sure.
And then this way I've set the expectation positively, and I've addressed, you know, the life happens opportunity.
Instead. Sure, it does, because browser caches get full and things freeze, and yeah, we've all had that problem if you've been involved in internet commerce,
right,
as a consumer or as a producer.
Yes, good, thank you. I'm taking big notes here.
Okay.
All right, where to next?
Okay, so...
By the way, though, I love the... You know, I love the idea that you're saying about making this the, you know, this probably should be a flash section, taking us from person to person, possibly cutting live to the video. You're spot on.
Okay, good. Thank you. Now, I looked at this first big reason to come.
Okay.
And the reason, it's about the people who put the seminar together.
Yeah,
you,
is that a mistake?
No.
Talking about us? Okay.
No, that is a good idea. And the reason it's a good idea is you're talking about the specific things that you've done that make you qualified to, to do this. For example, I know you have a lot of real estate background.
Right.
Maybe you have all these different real estate credentials with letters after your name.
Right.
Maybe you have five or six of them. I don't know. If you started to put that up, who cares? That's just ego. That's just, oh, look at all the things. Look at all the courses I've sat through so I can get a certificate I can put up on my wall. None of that is there. And you didn't do that I'm sure, you know, I mean, Donna's got a law degree. Don't even mention that. That's good.
Okay.
It's not that you're hiding it. I don't think you are. I think you're saying, here are the specific things that you've done. Now, I'm going to guess that Tom had some incredible achievements in China, even though he didn't bring very much money to Australia when he moved. I think, you know, that's good. If you didn't mention that, it's not important. What's important is what he was able to do that
right.
These people want to do. And yeah, not everyone's going to have a $1.8 million a year business.
Right.
But that's fine. You want someone. You actually want someone who's done more than you're planning to do, or who has set a bar that may take you a few years to reach.
Right.
There's only one criticism I have, and guess whose bio it's on, Paulie?
Would it be mine?
That's yours.
Okay, tell me.
It's a tiny little thing. It says Sable is known to have created and popularized integration marketing. Okay, I don't know what that is, but that's good. And because of his consistency, that's good. Paulie was recently hired by co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mark Victor Hansen, that's good, to create his continuity program. I don't think most people reading this are going to know what a continuity program is.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a tremendous honor.
Too much jarring jargon there, isn't there?
Too much jarring jargon, and it happens to the best of us. But, you know, what was the continuity? Was it a book a month club? Was it a membership
site?
Right,
sure. I mean, there's so many easier ways to describe it, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's basically where you get a chicken soup story read to you every day.
Oh,
why not
see,
right?
That opens up my heart. The other one, my brain's going, yeah, that's good. I'm very impressive. Oh, you get a chicken soup story read to you every day. That's good. See, that makes a difference. Okay.
Now, and Ian, may I share a kind of a funny insider point? And I'd like to point out, I'm in no way saying this to justify or evade the responsibility, because, you know, I take every one of these points as all about helping everyone who's listening and helping me all learn to make more money online.
Yes.
But what's funny is the hardest thing for me was writing my own bio.
Oh, it always is. That's why I hire other copywriters.
Good.
I do. And, you know, it's hard because you know too much and you're too close to it. I call it the eye of the storm problem. It's the reason we have blind spots, you know. So
what's so funny here is, you know, if you were to look at my year planner says at the top of it, focus on continuity. And so, you know, that is so all about me, and you hit it right on the head.
Well, and the continuity is a very familiar word to you.
Right, to me, exactly. I mean, it's on my board. I see it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So So it's an excusable error, but it's an error you should fix.
Right, for sure.
Okay. So let's go to the second big reason to come.
Okay, why don't we go to the next track, too?
Okay.